This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we hear Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff talk about a few of the big news stories from around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Well, let's start in Moreno Valley. In the wake of lawsuits that have been filed against the World Logistics Center development, the developer has a ballot strategy that lawyers say could shield the project from lawsuits, and it's rather complicated, so I'm going to let you explain this.
Well, yeah, it kind of takes advantage of a loophole in the law with regard to the California Environmental Quality Act. Now, the project has been approved by the city council, including the report on how it's going to comply with the Environmental Quality Act. And of course, the legal challenges, the lawsuits are all filed saying that that's an area of weakness, that it really doesn't address the environmental impacts. But the developer is going to try to qualify for the ballot some initiatives that would first revoke the city council's approval and replace it with ordinances, laws enacted by the voters. And those laws would have identical language to what the council approved. So this was really made possible by a state Supreme Court case last year that said voter-approved development initiatives are exempt from the California Environmental Quality Act.
Hmm. How does this ballot strategy work? What does a developer, Ido Benzivi, and his lawyers think they're going to do on the ballot that will get them to that point?
Well, first he has to collect enough signatures to qualify for the ballot, 10% of registered voters. So in Moreno Valley, that's 7,200 voters. You know, with the kind of money that he has spent already, he can certainly hire signature gatherers. That's quite a common practice. It's more difficult for genuinely grassroots groups to collect that many signatures. A second, he's got 6 months to gather these signatures, so that's quite a long time frame, plenty of time. And once the signatures are verified, they have to be genuinely registered voters. The city council has several months to call an election. But here's another wrinkle. Within that time frame, the council, if enough signatures are gathered, the council could decide not to put it on the ballot and simply rescind its own motion and enact these ordinances directly.
And that would, supposedly, according to the lawyers, still shield the development from those lawsuits.
Well, I'm certain that it will be challenged. Ken, I wanted to mention another petition drive that's going on right now, and that is a group of Moreno Valley residents who oppose the project have started a referendum drive. They also have to collect 10% of the registered voters' signatures, but they have a much shorter time frame, 30 days. So we'll see what happens with that effort.
We'll see what happens. And there's a lot more to talk about as the months go on, because just when these things show up on the ballot, it's going to be a chore itself for the voters to confront these ballot issues.
Very complicated.
We're going to talk about all that come time. Right now, let's talk about news from Sacramento about those four new cities that we have talked about over the years. The newest cities in Riverside County, Menifee, Wildomar, Eastvale, and Harupa Valley, who have been waiting for years to see if they can get money that they were expecting as new cities to get from the state.
And once again, the governor has vetoed the measure. This was a bill by Senator Richard Roth. It passed the legislature. It passed in 2012 and he vetoed it. It passed in 2014 and he vetoed it. And it passed this year and he vetoed it.
And this was a bill that would have provided what traditionally new cities have gotten in California, and that's vehicle registration money. This bill would have provided that to these four cities, and the governor vetoed it.
Yeah, the governor was concerned that this would be a strain on the state budget, even though the state budget now is in much better shape. He doesn't want to guarantee this ongoing vehicle license fee money. Instead, he offered his own sort of relief, and it came as part of a bill that would speed up the dissolution of redevelopment agencies. He included in that forgiving Riverside County's debt owed to CAL FIRE for state fire service, and in turn, and that's about $24 million. And in turn, the county would be expected to offer relief for public safety fees to these four cities. Now, it's pretty crucial for the cities because Harupa Valley has already started the process of dissolving as a city because it depended so much on having that vehicle license fee money. Together, these four cities lost about $19 million.
So the governor had a problem with doing it the way Senator Roth requested, but still, nevertheless, the governor has offered some relief, and we'll see if that helped. Is about equivalent relief? Would they be receiving about as much money?
Well, it certainly solves the immediate problem, but it doesn't give an ongoing source of revenue. This is a one-time assistance only.
Okay. Finally, there is a new director at the San Bernardino County Museum. And this is the latest in a series of news, some of which you've talked about before, about leadership at the San Bernardino County Museum.
Right. The museum has been kind of limping along with a temporary interim director for the past 18 months after the longtime director resigned, and four of the five veteran curators also have resigned over the past 18 months. So a lot of institutional memory has been lost. San Bernardino County announced this week that it hired Melissa A. Russo of Riverside. She has a great deal of experience in museums, in museum management. She managed the Chabot Space and Science Center in Oakland. And before that, for 10 years, she ran the Western Museums Association, which trains museum professionals. So she's got a lot of knowledge and experience that will help. The county is especially interested in her fundraising acumen. At Chabot, she managed to raise between $2.5 and $4.5 million a year. And Oakland is a community that, like the Inland Empire, is not wealthy, doesn't have the kind of donors that Los Angeles and San Francisco have to fund their museums. So she's been able to do that. I think the county is hoping that she'll help the Volunteer Museum Association to boost its fundraising. Right now, it's giving about $50,000 a year. So the county would like it to raise about $2 million a year, and that's a big step up. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.